This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, the story behind the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants. But first, some campaign news from the road. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne is traveling with President Bush on a bus tour through the Midwest. He spoke with our own Alex Chadwick via a cell phone from Dayton, Ohio.
Don, what message is the president trying to get across in Ohio?
Well, he's really trying to reach out to core supporters, and he's got a couple of slogans, I guess you could say, that go with this particular bus trip. And it is his first bus trip, started yesterday in Michigan, today in Ohio. It's his first bus trip of this campaign. The main theme is America, better, safer, stronger. Every stop we go to, we see those three words plastered all over the place. Better, safer, stronger. That the country is safer because of the steps he's taken in fighting terrorism in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in creating a Department of Homeland Security, that sort of thing. That the nation's defense is stronger, but also that the economy is stronger because of his policies. The other message is that he is an optimistic leader with a positive view of America's future. On the side of his bus, he's got a big red, white, and blue bus that he's traveling in on some of the links between cities here. On the side of the bus, in big, bold letters, it says, America, yes, we can. And that's the kind of optimistic president he's trying to portray himself in these stops.
What kind of response is he getting from crowds along the way there, Don?
It's very positive. He's done a different number of different kinds of events, some of them just straight-ahead rallies. There was one last evening in Sterling Heights, Michigan, a Detroit suburb, a place, though, where Republicans have done well. And there were thousands of people in the cold clapping with mittens and gloves on their hands. And it's an event that didn't start till almost 9 o'clock at night. So he's been getting very enthusiastic crowds like that. But also, he has a very strong grassroots organization in these states. And tickets have been handed out through the campaign, through the party. People who have registered on the Bush-Cheney 04 webpage saying they're interested in the campaign have gotten email notices. So they really have gotten the word out, and they are really trying to make a big show of it.
Don, you know, the Senate Armed Services Committee today is talking about the story of the abuse of prisoners in Iraq. Is the president saying anything about that in the speeches that he makes to the crowds here today?
He is not. I talked about the positive, upbeat tone they're trying to set. This would kind of run counter to that message, talking about the prisoners. He has discussed it in some regional interviews with local newspapers that he's done on his bus. But what he says about Iraq in his speeches is stuff we've all heard him say before, that it was the right thing to do, that intelligence backs up what he did. The intelligence that he saw made it a wise decision to go in, that things are tough now, that there are sacrifices being made by soldiers and their families, but that bringing democracy to Iraq will happen and that it will all be worth it. So that's what he says about Iraq. No talk about those prisoners and the abuse that we've heard about.
You're in a position to make an interesting kind of contrast or comparison here, because you were on a very similar bus trip last week with Senator John Kerry. So looking at these two events, how do they seem to you?
Same states, Ohio and Michigan, though Kerry also went through West Virginia and a little corner of Pennsylvania. They are very different in that the message is different. Kerry is talking about why President Bush needs to be replaced, and he is really focused on job loss, manufacturing job losses in this part of the country, an area where President Bush is vulnerable. The president, though, has talked about how his tax cuts are working and how jobs will be coming to places like Michigan and Ohio. But what these two trips have in common is that both candidates, the president and the senator, are really playing to their base. They're organizing, they're getting supporters out. It's a chance to have some, not one-on-one, but certainly personal contact with people who've been volunteering and who are working and who can go out and encourage others to vote. So that goal, even though the messages are very different, is essentially identical.
NPR's Don Gagne traveling with President Bush on a campaign journey through Ohio today. Don, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
My pleasure. You're welcome.
And for Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick.